A Muslim by any other name blows up just the same.
Want to make liberals angry? Defend the United States. Below are my columns on the war on terrorism. It's interesting to review how the carping from the treason lobby has evolved during the course of the war. My position hasn't changed since the column I wrote the night of 9/11. For reasons I cannot understand, I'm often asked if I still think we should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity. The answer is, now more than ever.
How 9/11 happened.
We don't need a commission to find out how 9/11 happened. The truth is in the timeline. President Carter, Democrat. In 1979, President Carter allowed the Shah of Iran to be deposed by a mob of Islamic fanatics. A few months later, Muslims stormed the U.S. Embassy in Iran and took American Embassy staff hostage. Carter retaliated by canceling Iranian visas. He eventually ordered a disastrous and humiliating rescue attempt, crashing helicopters in the desert. President Reagan, Republican. The day of Reagan's inauguration, the hostages were released. In 1982, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut was bombed by Muslim extremists. President Reagan sent U.S. Marines to Beirut. In 1983, the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut were blown up by Muslim extremists. Reagan said the United States would not surrender, but Democrats in Congress threw a hissy fit, drafting a resolution demanding that our troops be withdrawn. All seven Democratic presidential candidates called for our troops to be withdrawn. Reagan caved in to Democrat caterwauling in an election year and withdrew our troops, bombing Syrian-controlled areas on the way out. Democrats complained about that, too. In 1985, an Italian cruise ship, the Achille Lauro, was seized and a 69-year-old American was shot and thrown overboard by Muslim extremists. Reagan ordered a heart-stopping mission to capture the hijackers after the Allies promised them safe passage. The daring plan to intercept the hijackers' flight was conceived by Oliver North, later crucified by Democrats over Iran-Contra, and executed by Admiral Frank Kelso, later savaged by Representative Patricia Schroeder for saying hello to his boys at Tailhook. Kelso's boys captured the hijackers and turned them over to the Italians, who then released them to safe harbor in Iraq. On October 5, 1986, a West Berlin discotheque frequented by U.S. servicemen was bombed by Muslim extremists from the Libyan embassy in East Berlin, killing an American. 10 days later, Reagan bombed Libya, despite our dear ally France refusing the use of their airspace. Americans bombed Gaddafi's residence, killing his daughter, and dropped a bomb on the French embassy by mistake. Reagan also stoked a long, bloody war between heinous regimes in Iran and Iraq. All this was while winning a final victory over Soviet totalitarianism. President Bush won, moderate Republican. In December 1988, a passenger jet, Pan Am Flight 103, was bombed over Lockerbie, Scotland by Muslim extremists. President-elect George Bush claimed he would continue Reagan's policy of retaliating against terrorism, but he did not. Without Reagan to ginger up, even Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher went wobbly, saying there would be no revenge for the bombing. In 1990, Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. In early 1991, Bush went to war with Iraq the way liberals like, with approval from the UN and the Allies. Still, a majority of Democrats opposed the war. Democrats demanded that our troops stop at Baghdad, but then after 9/11, absurdly complained that Bush didn't finish off the job with Saddam. President Bill Clinton, Democrat. In February 1993, the World Trade Center was bombed by Muslim fanatics, killing 5 people and injuring hundreds. Clinton did nothing. In October 1993, 18 American troops were killed in a savage firefight in Somalia. The corpse of one American was dragged through the streets of Mogadishu as the Somalian hordes cheered. Clinton responded by ordering our troops home. Osama bin Laden later told ABC News, "The youth realized more than before that the American soldier was a paper tiger, and after a few blows ran in defeat." In November 1995, 5 Americans were killed and 30 wounded by a car bomb in Saudi Arabia set by Muslim extremists. Clinton did nothing. In June 1996, a U.S. Air Force housing complex in Saudi Arabia was bombed by Muslim extremists. Clinton did nothing. Months later, Saddam attacked the Kurdish-controlled city of Erbil. Clinton lobbed some bombs into Iraq, hundreds of miles from Saddam's forces. In November 1997, Iraq refused to allow UN weapons inspectors to do their jobs and threatened to shoot down a U.S. U-2 spy plane. Clinton did nothing. In February 1998, Clinton threatened to bomb Iraq, but called it off when the United Nations said no. On August 7, 1998, U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania were bombed by Muslim extremists. Clinton did nothing. On August 20th, Monica Lewinsky appeared for the second time to testify before the grand jury. Clinton responded by bombing Afghanistan and Sudan, severely damaging a camel and an aspirin factory. On December 16th, the House of Representatives prepared to impeach Clinton the next day. Clinton retaliated by ordering major airstrikes against Iraq, described by the New York Times as by far the largest military action in Iraq since the end of the Gulf War in 1991. The only time Clinton decided to go to war with anyone in the vicinity of Muslim fanatics was in 1999, when Clinton attacked Serbians who were fighting Muslim fanatics. In October 2000, our warship, the USS Cole, was attacked by Muslim extremists. Clinton did nothing. President George Bush, too, Republican. Bush came into office telling his national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, he was tired of swatting flies. He wanted to eliminate al-Qaeda. On September 11, 2001, after Bush had been in office for 7 months, 3,000 Americans were murdered in a savage terrorist attack on U.S. soil by Muslim extremists. Since then, Bush has won wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, captured Saddam Hussein, probably killed and certainly immobilized Osama bin Laden, destroyed al-Qaeda's base, and begun to create the only functioning democracy in the Middle East other than Israel. Democrats opposed it all, except their phony support for the war with Afghanistan, which they immediately complained about and said would be a Vietnam quagmire. Now they claim to be outraged that in the months before 9/11, Bush did not do everything Democrats opposed doing after 9/11. What a surprise.